Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, January 12th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Spark R&D and Mystery Ranch. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Since yesterday morning, the mountains near Bozeman got 1 to 2 inches of snow, elsewhere got 3 to 4 inches, with the Yellowstone Club showing 7 inches of low-density snow. Wind has been west to southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. This morning temperatures are single digits to teens Fahrenheit. Today temperatures will be low teens to mid 20s with southwest wind at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Expect light snow today with increased snowfall intensity overnight. By morning, 4 to 6 inches of new snow is possible near Bozeman and 6 to 10 inches near Big Sky, West Yellowstone, and Cook City. Since the new year, the mountains near Cook City have received the most snow in our advisory area, which creates dangerous avalanche conditions. A skier or rider can easily trigger an avalanche on wind-loaded slopes where moderate wind has drifted the new snow into fresh slabs. On Friday, a snowmobiler triggered an avalanche near Daisy Pass, and a recent natural avalanche was seen on the ridge of Miller. These thick slabs can be deadly, and plus-sized avalanches are possible if they break on persistent weak layers deeper in the snowpack. Avoid steep wind-loaded slopes and carefully evaluate snowpack and terrain before crossing on or underneath any steep slope. Avalanche danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on non-wind-loaded slopes in the mountains near Cook City. In the Bridger Range and mountains from Big Sky to West Yellowstone, it is possible to trigger an avalanche on weak, sugary snow near the ground. On Friday, Dave found this unstable snowpack structure on the Throne in the northern Bridger Range. And last week, skiers in Truman Gulch on the west side of the Bridgers found a similarly unstable snowpack. We have consistently found a poor snowpack structure at Buckridge, Beehive, Taylor Fork, and near West Yellowstone. Last week, large avalanches broke deep in the snowpack on these weak layers near Big Sky. On Friday, near Hebgen Lake, Ian triggered a small avalanche from flat terrain 100 feet away. Recent snowfall has been light and not overloaded the snowpack, but weak layers remain under stress and need only the weight of a human to trigger a large avalanche. Additionally, fresh drifts are possible to trigger and can break deeper and wider on buried weak layers. These fresh drifts are thicker and more likely where recent snowfall was deeper, like near Big Sky and in the Bridger Range. Large avalanches are becoming more difficult to trigger, but their consequences remain deadly. Be careful with terrain choices and snowpack evaluation before riding steep slopes. Avalanches are possible to trigger, and avalanche danger is moderate in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, and mountains near West Yellowstone. Yesterday, I toured to Mount Blackmore in Highlight, where our main avalanche concern was fresh drifts of snow. The Northern Gallatin Range received 12 to 15 inches of snow over the last week, which fell on a generally stable snowpack. This area received minimal snow over the last couple months, and we have not received reports of avalanches or collapsing on deeper persistent weak layers. Yesterday, we saw debris from a couple older small wind slabs. Otherwise, we did not see signs of instability. Avalanches are possible to trigger on wind-loaded slopes where danger is moderate in the Northern Gallatin Range. Otherwise, avalanche danger is low on non-wind-loaded slopes in the Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. Email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a safe day.